Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Bernice Howard, your host for today's podcast. Our scripture for today is taken from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12. And I'm reading from the New International Version. Hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers over all wrongs. Turn on the news, open Facebook, or any social media sites, or check your preferred news sources, and you will invariably find angry, bitter comments and fighting words. Read or listen for a while, and opponents will soon start slinging angry comments at each other. Tempers will flare, words get nasty, and hatred boils. Later, we may have conversations about our feelings on the debates we heard, and our anger can grow into hatred for those ideas. Perhaps we even feel hatred for those who take the opposing side. That feeling of hatred can make us unhappy and uncomfortable and can lead to more conflict inside our thoughts. The hatred of the idea pushes us to feel conflicted toward the person, and negative words may slip out. Hatred simmers. Where is love? The hated idea is not the person, but the person holding the hateful idea gets stuck in our feelings as an enemy. We don't start out to hate someone, but those awful conflicting ideas that we disagree with are so hard to separate from the person. How can we forgive the person for the ideas we find detestable? And how can we love that person in spite of the awful ideas? Only with the help of God can we reach this goal. Only with the love of Jesus can we get a handle on this dilemma. We must not let hatred stir up conflict in our hearts, for there it will boil over into words or actions, and it will control our thoughts. If we really focus on the greatest love ever known in the world, the love God showed for us by giving His only begotten Son to die for us, then God's love can help to keep our feelings and emotions in check, even when we feel such righteous anger. God's love covers all wrongs. God's love can transform our angry feelings and relieve our conflict. God's love, overflowing from our hearts, can end the battle of ideas and keep us focused on the truth. The truth that God is love, and He is asking us to live in that love. He will help us to love our enemy. He will help us to relieve our pain. But we have to allow His love to be first in our minds and hearts. Let's pray together. Dear God, help us today and every day to center our hearts and minds in Your love. Draw us to You in prayer, and help us to constantly forgive our enemies and to turn these worries over to You. Help us to remember that an idea is not the person. We don't have to agree with bad ideas, but we have to find a way to love the people who have the bad ideas, who take the bad actions. We have one job: love You and love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Help us to stay focused on that job and to allow you to keep our thoughts covered in love. We can't change another person's thoughts, but we can change ours with your help. Help us keep our thoughts in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.